Okay. We were discussing last week the issue of Bishul, particularly last week, huh? Bishul b'Shabbos, and especially in terms of Kli Sheni, when it's also when it's mutter. Specific reference was made to the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud Gimel. Mutalitzen kita shamayim o shal sham mashkim the kli sheni sheyesh bo mayim chamin aval bekli rishon oser. If you recall, the Shabbos Kolkasha quoted what he called the Chacham Echad, who proved from here that in point of fact sham mashkim is mutter in the kli sheni, which is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch Harav in contradistinction to the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. He pointed out at the end of the shiur last time that the Chora is a shver of art, because we had thought that the Mechaber is made by Kli Sheni, with the sole exception of Bishul Achar Afiyah. So therefore, there's no dispute that according to the Mechaber, Shar Mashkin is mutter be Kli Sheni. The whole fight between the Mishnah Berurah and the Alter Rebbe was according to the Magen Avraham, that they both follow. The Magen Avraham asks basically everything in a Kli Sheni with a few exceptions. The question was then, is our Shamashin an exception or not an exception? That's what we discussed at the end of the shiur last time. So we have to continue this discussion a little bit. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchos, in that same footnote that we did yesterday, last week, has a possible Dechiyah. This Dechiyah requires a little bit of study. This is page 105. Shmir Shabbos says, "Ve'ein lechalek." As he quotes the Chacham Echad, who quotes the Sif, the Alter Rebbe is right. "Ve'ein lechalek ve'ein hechi shenimtzoa ma'mashkin b'soch kli ve'ein mashkin shema'arav osam b'kli sheni d'chom etzvei." Don't say that the only one make up the toch kitum in a bottle. If you throw the liquid into, like tea sense. You throw it to tea sense, you're throwing it directly into the tea. That's going into a bottle. Maybe that's more chomer. No, wrong. Zeno. Sherei kol adin shel asharatian anal, the shemel of mitzvah of mitzvah sheni. Where'd he get it from? Nilmad b'shabbat mema b'bei. V'shom ha-shem ha-nimtso b'toch ha-kli. Uma eifo haraya shehu maybe. The whole riot is obviously the Sharatian felt you have a right to compare these two. Let's chazer again. The Sharatian. He quoted a Sharatian. Because in Sharatian, if you take a look, he said, Yosim and Aklal him Mayim Vashemin. And the source of Sharatian is cotton Samach Ches. And he picked that particular one. And how did he know about Shemin? He knew about it from Shabbos Atmev, where it's Betoch HaKli. So why are you bringing a raya? Who said you can put shemen directly into the water of a kli sheni? Maybe you can't. That would be a question. So apparently, the Sharatian, he says, makes no distinction. He doesn't distinguish between the two. That's not completely clear because, as a matter of fact, the Maharsha makes a distinction. The Maharsha makes a very distinction between whether it's in a kli, mask in a bottle, or it's in just thrown in loose, like tea scent is thrown into the which is in fact more chomer. He says if it's in a bottle, we don't say it's milzikim avashel. Right? It's interesting. So the push of shot is that otherwise it would be nirikim avashel, even we'll call shar mashkim. If you look carefully in the Masha, he says v'shemen be'en lo shayach be'en lemate. This goes to our whole discussion from last time, and we have to continue this week. Which is, when we talk about Melzikim Bevashel, we have to concern ourselves, what exactly is happening? What's happening over here? We saw the Tosfos says in that Lamed Tes that Tavlin is different based on the Gemara. You don't say by Tavlin Melzikim Bevashel. It's not 100% sure exactly why. But Tavlin is just sort of a matic for flavoring purposes. For flavoring purposes. So apparently, if something is done for flavoring purposes, it doesn't look like you're trying to cook anything. If it's not considered to be what? Nirikim Bevashel. But Shemen, It's not really flavor. You put shemen, into a kli sheni. The mashal is saying, it's not lematek. It's therefore, it's just you're basically trying to heat up the oil. You're trying to heat up the oil, then there would potentially be a problem of merzik and mevashal, potentially. And therefore, that being the case, because of that chumra, then we have to say it's mutter only betocha ketone. Let's review again. What we're suggesting now, there are two possible heterim, when they put talking about mashkim and the klisheni, should be a merzik and mevashal. One is because it is lematek, or the equivalent. It doesn't. You're not trying to heat up the mask. You're trying to flavor or cool down, as we'll see it in the hemshech. Or second possible cooler, independent cooler, according to this understanding, is if you put it into a ketone, put it into a bottle. Two possible distinct possible heterim over here. This being the case, we could suggest that shar mashkim b'klisheni mamish, in fact, potentially could be usur. Right? Against the Shmir Shabbos. And the Shulchan Aruch is matter of the Sina Shar Mashkim B'Klisheni only B'toch HaKita. In other words, V'ein L'Chalik, maybe we should say V'yesh L'Chalik. And who knows? Maybe the Mishnah Berurah holds that way. Remember the Mishnah Berurah is the one that was so makbid on putting Shar Mashkim into a Klisheni. Only scents of tea scents which was already pre-cooked and cooled down, then he's makel. But otherwise, Tommy was machmir. So why did the Mishnah Berurah rise up and scream in Sif Yud Gimel? Granted, the Mechaber is no raya, as we said before, because the Mechaber is against the Moral Avraham. But the Mishnah Berurah should make a comment. The Mishnah Berurah and Sif Yud Gimel should say something. He said, according to what I elect the Moral Avraham, that everything's also be klisheni, so this should also be us. So why didn't he open his mouth? To get an impression that perhaps the Mishnah Berurah held this distinction of the Marsha, that in the case that he was machmir by the tea, was when you're putting the tea straight into the hot water without any hefsek kli, and the Mechaber's kula, the only way there is hefsek kli. If you run into a little bit of a problem that the Shmir Shabbos points out, that what's his right in Sharatian, I don't know, but that's a possibility. Good. This being the case, let's talk about the fight between the recent Poskim about coffee and tea. What is coffee and tea? Can you put it into a klisheni? A serious shayla. Is it tavlin or is it not tavlin? So the Mishnah Berurah, as we just mentioned before, asks his tea. He goes to walk out the hoops, how to do with the tea. And Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, that's the problem is, why shouldn't tea be considered like tavlin? Tea is a spice, right? It's a flavor. It's not a... Okay. He doesn't understand the Mishnah Berurah? So you have to analyze this from two perspectives. Remember, klisheni might be also for one of two reasons. One is because of Kalei Abishal, and two is the Merzik and Mevash. So, and Tavlin, the Gemara said, is Mutter. Obviously, doesn't run afoul of either of these Chashash. So, as far as Kalei Abishal, we can make a distinction between the spices of yesteryear and the spices of today, which Mr. Shmir Shabbos in the very next comment says, Kuflun Beis. This is as follows. The cave and name Dakim Aov, Kol Shkan Shem is Bashan Gamit Lishani, as opposed to the roots of yesteryear, when they would not cook in the klisheni. That's as far as the issue of Kalei Abishal is concerned, that today might be more chumer than it used to be. What about as far as the perspective of Nirek and Mevashel? So in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbat or Reishim and Ida, he thinks that the coffee is different than the roots of the Gemara. Why? Because it's Dover Ha'ikori B'mayim. What do you mean Dover Ha'ikori B'mayim? I understand that he has a subshot like this. Tosis says in Avlam HaTeres that Tavon is Mutter B'Klisheni. No Nirtzik and Mevashel. They don't explain exactly why. So perhaps in the Hilchos Shabbos, they understood as follows. If I put something, a secondary item, I'll throw some pepper into the chicken that's cooking into a Klisheni. Ooh, looks like a cooking pepper. It does not. A cooking chicken. A chicken in every pot. The pepper is just completely secondary to the chicken. There's no nirik and mevashel of the pepper. Contrast this, where I'm putting coffee or tea into a klisheni, which is only water. So what's heating up there? What's heating up there is the tea or coffee. There's nothing else besides that. That's why I understand the Hilchos Shabbos. Yes?
So what about the shalakim?
What about it?
Would there be a parallel naftalina?
You want to know the Bishul Akam and tea and coffee?
Yeah.
your question?
Yes.
Is that, that's a good question. The Mefarshim asked that question. And the answer is no, for the following reason. Because the main ingredient of the tea and coffee is water. Right? And water is nechal chai. Nechal chai takes care of the problem of bishalaka. It does not take care of the problem of bishal bishal. That's our first year. Water is the counterproof, because water is nechal chai, but at the same time, bevashla samayim, bepshuta was chayim. I'd say chayim is also, mishmurus means chayim. But that's how I think I answer your question. Yes, sir?
Yes, how about the idea that it's not the derech actually cooking?
Oh, we'll comment to that. We're talking about now about the din of the rabbanon of medicine. With the shadow of the rice, we're going to come to that. That's going to be our main thrust when we finish this first point. Try to get to everything today.
Could
yes.
you explain the sacred Hilchos Shabbos as far as...
Yeah, I think the Hilchos Shabbos is of the opinion that the Pshat and Atosaf Lama Tet, that by Tavon, there's no medicine in the Vashon, is because the Tavon is a secondary ingredient. Pepper and a big pot of chicken. Contrast that with tea or coffee, which is in a cliche, but there's nothing else there besides the tea or the coffee, so therefore the cooler would not apply. That's how I understand what he said. Yeah?
Can you define Tavon for us?
Spice.
Oh, I know, but what's the 11 raw? Does that mean that it's
raw.
Parsley, that's not dried parsley, fresh parsley, that Tavon?
Raw, whatever, it could be. They used to have roots of various things that were used to flavor the pot. Whatever.
What's the difference between a root and what
this
you can't let
it leave? Maybe the same thing.
Maybe
the same thing. But the roots of old have two things going for them. Number one, they were big, very thick, not easily cooked. And number two, they were the secondary ingredient in the cliché. Here, you have two things going against you. You have the fact that it's granulated. That's what the Shmur Zalman says over here. And what the Shmur Shabbat says, that it's the main ingredient in coffee and tea. But it's interesting. If you look in the Oros Ruah, when he quotes Tosfos in Aflamites, he adds the following line, quote, Shereyesh anosin tavlin gam b'mashke kar v'lochein eno nirekim avash. The Oros Ruah, he puts flavor even into cold foods. And you put flavor into a cold liquid, no one's going to think that you're heating it up. It's all cold. So even if the liquid in which I happen to put the flavor is boiling hot, but my intention is not to make the flavor cooked. My intention is to simply flavor the beverage. I'm not trying to cook anything. The proof is that I will often use similar flavoring items even for cold beverages. That indicates even if this is a hot beverage, I'm not trying to heat up the flavoring. I'm just trying to flavor the content. And that's not Nezik and Mavasho. That's not Nezik and Mavasho. This being the case, one can discuss the machlokes between the Alter Rebbe and the Mishnah Berurah in this light, in the light of whether it's nirekim avashal or not, if you put other shar mashkin into a kli shein. What are they fighting about? If I put water into a kli shein, it's not nirekim avashal, why not? It doesn't look like you're heating up the cold water. It looks like you're doing what? You're cooling down the hot water. It's not nirekim avashal. Well, what about other liquids? That seems what they may be fighting about. You put other liquids, and some might view this as a heating process for the other liquids, and some might view it as a cooling down process for the original liquid, which is a cliche. And one, Lachor, can draw logical distinctions between various cases. For example, you put milk into your coffee. I don't think anyone can construe that as I'm heating up the milk. You know, when you put milk in coffee, you do it for two reasons. You want the coffee to taste like milk, and the second reason, to cool down the coffee. That's clear. I mean, for those, I don't drink coffee at all, but that's what I'm told by the coffee drinkers. Emmis?
Yes.
It's a temperature regulator. It's not from a flavor. But not to heat up the milk. You don't want to burn your tongue. So you're cooling down the coffee.
That's
awful enough. Sure
enough.
That's a separate schmooze. A pickle will have to, what's called the shadow of double gush. If we have a chance, we'll get to it today. I hope so. Now,
do we make a distinction between different kinds of coffees? For example, some coffees
today
are already pre-cooked, right?
All of our coffee is pre-cooked. All instant coffee is already completely pre-cooked. The question is putting the milk into the coffee. That's the shot we're talking about. Anyway, the milk is pre-cooked. That's what saves the day, because our milk is pasteurized. Yeah, pasteurized is considered cooked. I think it's over 160 degrees, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. So therefore, that even called the Rav Moshe, that's considered already cooked. Shoot. But what do we do with this business with the water in the Kli Shein? This is the biggest problem. It's just a level of the right the problem. Because the Rajba says, and the Mepharshim talk about it, the Shemir Shabbos asked this Kasha, and Rabbi Ida asked the Kasha too in the Hilchos Shabbos, they all asked this Kasha. The Kasha is, how can it be that water is Muslim in a Kli Shein? How can it be? It's not even a Shaila that the water is heating up. You take a look over here, for example, in the Shemir Shabbos Kilkasa, in Kuf Nun Dalet. Shemati Meir Kvashat. Yesh Lion Dhoi Machnisim Sakit Nylon Daka Imat Mayim Matok Klisheni. Hey, Mitzchanan and Harbe Yosim Mishiyat Zeletzbo. Velom Alo Yebo Yis Mishamisa Bishop Matol Dato Ur. Because the Rajba says in Shabbos Membeit that the reason it's Mutter in Mishiyat Zeletzbo is why? Meshachom Eno Mechamim Atzonon Rakam Nei Shemur Avim Mayim Arishonim Shalon Stananu. So in Kufnun Dal, there's a cash against the Mitzvah. What's the Rashi saying? If you put in cold at the half of the Klisheni, not the pshat that the cold gets heated, that the half doesn't get cooled down. It's against the facts. He proves it in the case of a bottle or a plastic bag. We don't need a plastic bag. We know it's true, not true. You have the plastic bag from the bottle. This is the proof that he brings. So he's stuck. Tzarach here. What are you doing? Off on a Rashba. What are you doing? What are you doing? Big problem. That's the cash. The truth of the Shvitz, the Shabbos, or the Ask the cash. So it's interesting that Rabbi Eider talks about this cash too. Let's take a look if we can. You have Rabbi Eider's paper. Where is it, Rabbi Haven? Where is it? Hilchos Shabbos. Let's see. Hilchos Shabbos. Here we go. Wow, what page is it on? Try 115. Try 115. See if we get the right one. 115. He quotes the Rashba. Quotes the Shvitz the Shabbos. Quotes the Shlomo Zalman. And then the Roa. Hanir Bezeh. This is now the last eight lines over here in the footnote here. Al Pi Mashakos, the Tos, the Memem Bez. Based on the Tosfis, we saw the Tosfis. What did Tosfis say? Kli Rishon, Kevash Adofnos, of Chamin, Mosef Chom. What holds the Chom is Mama Ruba. Devot Roar, Levash Adar, Bishop Bekah. Kli Sheni, with the no hot walls, it's gradually, the heat is dissipating. Ein Dev Levashavo, Raklafasherba. And Eno Dak is better than plain Shinui. It's a new year. So in a nutshell, what's he saying? The reason on the level of the Raisa that's mutter to place cold water at the hot water, despite the fact that the cold water is clearly getting heated up in point of fact, in the Matthias, is that's not the derech. The normal way to heat cold water is to put it on the fire directly, not to put it into a cliche. So it's Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. So even though the Metzius, the cold water is being heated in the cliche, it's of no consequence. On the level of the rice, it's okay, because Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. This is similar to what we suggested when it comes to Bishul Bekham. We didn't have a chance to talk about it too much. Bishul Bekham is a Shaila. Why is there no Issa D'oraisa when it comes to Bishul Bekham? Why not? Before Shem Gemara, that it's Mutter. So one of the Gemara, Moshe suggests it's Ein Derech Bishul Bekham. He wants to say microwave is different, because it's Derech Bishul Bekham. So what do you do with the Gemara? It's mashma differently. By Chame Tveri, it was Eishul Gehenna. We spoke about that. So the answer may be that if it's Ein Derech Bishul Bekham, the pshat is, it normally would not cook in this kind of heat. Most things can't cook in the sun. So even though I have a particular food which will cook in the sun, it's Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. Now, this being the case, we go back to our discussion. Why was the Mechaber so makel in Klisheni? Why is he worried about Kali Abishul? Shalva D'oraisa. The answer is no Shalva D'oraisa. Either you have the misfortune that you put something with a cliché and you happen to have been Kali Abishal, you are not over on the right. You know why not? Ain derech bishul b'kshan. There's no more Kali Abishal in water. And water the Gemara is mutter, because you normally wouldn't put it into a kli sheni. If you want to eat it, put it into a kli rishon. And the one exception that the Shulchan Aruch has, one, it's only one, when the Shulchan Aruch asks the Mechaber, asks the kli sheni, it's only talking about, what I call it, Dunkin' Donuts, right? It's talking about a case of pots. Of all things, pots. Which, according to somebody showing us, is Ein Bishlach HaRafia. That's the one place that the Mechaber is talking about by Klisheni. What an irony. The answer is, by raw food he's making, only by baked food? That's the answer. Because raw food is Ein Dacha Bekach to put into a Klisheni. So therefore, what's the worst case that will happen? It'll get cooked. Big deal. It's Ein Dacha Bekach. Most will be a Darabona or a Bona will make. When it comes to Bishlach HaRafia, what's the normal way to heat baked goods in a liquid medium? You don't find people putting baked goods into the pot on the fire, or even off the fire. The most common immersion utensil into which donuts are immersed, Dunkin' Donuts, is in the coffee cup, or things of that nature. So therefore, we view the immersion of a davar afui into a cliché as being the derech. There is no other derech. Again, you put water into a klisheni, not the normal way. You typically cook with some, no consequence. You put dam vegetables into klisheni, it's also not the normal way. According to the Mechaber, it's again mutter. You put challah into the soup, well that's the normal way of heating challah in a liquid medium is to put it into klisheni. You don't find people doing challah throwing it into their pot. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Have you done that recently? Not. So that's the chiddush over here. That's the chiddush. It's a big chiddush. If I'm right, they both say, if this chat is right, and I understand why tea and a klisheni is a very serious problem. Because tea and a klisheni is as normal as can be. Ever makes tea and klisheni. Millions, tens of millions of Americans, leave out the British, but the Russians, but tens of millions of Americans are cooking tea and a klisheni. It's a perfectly normal way to do it. I go further than that. Forget klishlishim. That's also completely normal. You go to a chasna, now that they have, they give you this gleaming silver tea pitcher, which is never on the fire, guaranteed. That's a cliche. Then they put it down, they pour the water for you, and they give you a tea bag. That's klishlishim. It's normal to me. It seems to me, because it's so normal, it should not be done. It should not be done. Can't really. This whole klishlishi business, which are Moshe is enamored of klishlishi, and even the Mishnah Berurah certainly instituted klishlishi with respect to Bishlach HaRafia, the Urayim's beferish, now the Urayim's like Rav Soloveitchik said. The Urayim says, V'yein bishul toli lo b'kli rishim lo b'kli sheni. Ach lefi shu dover ha-mizbashel, pomim shu dover rach ha-mizbashel af b'kli sheni, V'yein sabah mizbashel b'kli lefi rechichusun ha-vibishula, yizor odam shlo yirachas b'shabas shun dover b'kli sheni, the afikli shlishi shriyat letters bow. In other bikim, it's varm rakam makoshim, it's bashel, vishen is bashel. There's no difference. No difference between sheni and shlishi. Period. Yeah. Yeah, you are correct. That's the source of the Magen Avraham. The Mirayim is the source of the Magen Avraham to be machal macholim, bikli sheni. And for the Chazon Ish, you should machal even bikli shlishi. The chashash kalei habishel. Shaskali Habish. Now, this being the case, we go back to our Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch Harav. So earlier we spoke about the fight in the context of what? Nirikim of Ashur, right? So we thought that some liquid looks like cooking because you're really heating it up, some looks like you're cooling it down, and you're putting in taste, etc. What about the perspective of Kali Habish? So it could be as follows. It could be said the following yourself. The Mogan Avram is Machab or Macholim. But there are some that are darker than Vashel with Klisheni. We're not Pekin. Okay. What about Mashkin? So the Alter Rebbe said, I never heard of a Mashke that's darker than Vashel with Klisheni. Never heard of it. Whoever heard of Mashkin with Klisheni? You want to heat up a liquid? You put it on the fire. Whoever heard of it? Since there's no Mashkin that's darker than Klisheni, so it can't be a Shana level of the right, because it has to be Mutter. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah seems to disagree. Mishnah Berurah seems to say no. only Talmud and Maimon before Shnei Gemara that it's mutter. Mashkin, no, like Ochlin. No plug, like Ochlin. It's interesting. If you look in the Rashba, that same Rashba of Membeis, he says something beyond what we've said until now. I don't think the Rashba is on the Makaros here, right? But this is what he says. He says, by, you cannot put water, listen to this carefully, you can put water in a klisheni in your teacup, but not in your bathtub. If you have an abati klisheni, you may not put water there. As I state in Rashba. It's not obvious, but the Rashba says so. Why? Quote, the Evsha lovely the Hefsha Ella de Bishop. The Apapishu Klisheni of Almin of Avashal, Hokashani, the Bishop Darkon, the Chamamon Yoser Midai. Seems to me Yoser Midai obviously means more than Yasel Lezbo. Either Rajba said, we read last week, that you don't bathe in Yasel Lezbo. Maybe it means the Shvitz. You have an Abati with the, which is, whatever, the water itself is going to be more than Yasel Lezbo. It all depends on what's kedaka. So here's my chiddush. If Rabbi Shimon Ida here in Tufnun test that we saw, he has the Rashba Shver, and he gives him what I say, Hanira Bazar, and he's giving his own answer. But I thought his own answer is the Rashba's answer. It's not a different answer. I thought it's really one and the same. So a coals, why do you put cold water into your teacup? You put it there to cool it down. And the Rashba said, you normally don't drink Yasel Lezbo. We sort of a fairish in Rashba. So therefore, in the typical case where I'm throwing in cold water into my hot teacup, klisheni, the end result of the mix will be less than Yasel Lezbo. If you want to be able to drink it. So therefore, if you goof it a little bit, and you ended up a little too hot, so the Metzias was this bashel, but it's not derech l'kach, because the derech is to make it believe Yasel Lezbo, you're able to drink it. So it's not derech l'kach, that's why it's mutter. Contrast that with the Ambati, where the Rashba is a Lashon, Vishadak on the Chamam on Yosem, he died. So therefore, it is prohibited. My Kiddush now is, Rabbosai, that we read the Rashba wrong. Everyone assumed the Rashba, what he said before, meant a matter of physical scientific fact. Those who have up to page 115 can see it again. 115, he quotes the Rashba. Okay? So the Rashba says, the line has the word Zal. The Rashba Zal, you see it? It's about a little less than halfway on the line there. Fafilu, hoyo amayam yatsu letizbo, the yakashen is arvu, tonen the tofan, eino machmas ha tonen sheshovel yatsu letizbo, elo machmas rishonim shlon stanadun. So if you take it as a point of science, you know, you have a mudas hachamim, but still, it ain't so. Is this not true? They just proved it from the sakit nylon or from the bottle. Is this not true? You know what the answer is? We misread the Rashba. Never sell the Rashba short. We misread him. Now what he meant, when he said, Eino machmas tzonen shavol yos yas letizbo, he didn't mean mitzias. The mitzias, of course, they reach out to letizbo in this kind of a case. What he means is, that's not the normal way to heat up the cold water until it reaches Yasel Lezbo, because you want to drink it. And Rashi, you don't drink Yasel Lezbo water. Not the normal way. That's what he means. That's all he means. Eino makwas atonim shavo liot Yasel Lezbo. You don't want to do that. No. Rather, ele makwas arishonim shlonim stanadim, which means what? You wanted to cool down the boiling water to reach Belit Yasel Lezbo. You goofed. You wanted to get it below Yasel Lezbo, and you made a mistake, and it stayed a little bit above Yasel Lezbo. That's not going to be an Issur Gomer, because it's not there in Bishul Bekach, it's not normal to do it that way. And even in Metzias, in fact, it is above Yasel Lezbo. Nonetheless, it's Mutter Al Pi Din. Adkan Afshal Rashba, it's a breakthrough. All those Rashba, all those Chassam is really a major problem. Yes?
Right. With
regard
to the tea that they bring out on the table, so there's darkroom cat, the
cliché, the darkroom cat, the cliché. Agreed.
All three of them. Maybe, so maybe
we
only say that
the
chumrah by
Yafia,
which specifically,
you
would only have it
in the cliché,
you don't have it
on the table. That's a very good point, but I don't see the logic behind it. Seems to me, if the head is based upon ain dakabakach, the fact that there's more than one dakabakach is not going to solve the problem. Or, yes, sir.
Two questions. First, if you can find a case in which cooking tea is not garko, like if we revere hamishi, would you then be more inclined to mento?
Yeah.
Okay. And second, does your shadrash assume a fairly high temperature for your lettuce bowl?
Yes, because the rash is the fairish that people do not drink after lettuce bowl drinks. Right, that's what we spoke about, I think it was the last time, I think so, that Rashba holds that high shear, again, I don't know what the shear is. Let's say that sipping means, drinking means drinking like this, not just sipping, but you're right, correct. Okay, Rabotai, now we're halfway through today's shear. Fine, everything is mutter except for pas, machaber, maran bet yosef. Ashkenaz, the father of Magen Avraham, had a much more difficult time. We should really put nothing in. The full position is the opposite. Nothing goes into a cliché for one of two reasons, either because of Kali Abishal or because of Merzik and Merashal. What mufurish in the Gemara that is mutter? Mayim is mufurish. Tavlin is mufurish, although our tavlin is questionable on one or two grounds. What else in the furish? What else in the furish? Shemet. Okay, what else in the furish? Shamash kazem achlokas gedoli aposkin. It seems to me, it has to be machvia that shayla. Well, it depends partly on what it looks like. Are you look like you're heating it up, or it looks like you're cooling it down? That's the summary.
So the reason already was
miyashay v'mechadrish,
but
we're asking Ashkenazim. We follow the Magen Avraham.
Not going to any dark of the question. What about an halacha mitzvah tavlin? Should we be machmir on the tavlin docking?
Seems to me that although there are those who are attacking of Shlomo Zalman really seriously in Eretz Yisrael, what is this? How can you say anything? How can you make this new chedusha? Even from Shlomo Zalman's chumas they didn't like.
They wanted to be makel.
They say something about tavlin's mutter. Don't bother me. They had powder tavlin in the time of the Gemara too. I don't know. I guess they would hold that it's irrelevant, that it's the special of the and the cliche. It's not really the special. It's lematic. It's they'll say something along those lines. And it's the fact that Shlomo Zalman is worried about it, it's enough to make me worry, but someone disagrees. So, yeah.
And then Mr. Lachlan,
Mike,
you shouldn't put pepper in
cliche
in the
cliche. It's a shver about even the cliche. Because not so posh. So the array. Not so posh. And pepper, because it's so very thin, seems to be cooked and the soup is very hot. So again, those who do it, I'm not all time.
Rather than like the thing to be cliche and
again, it would be a distinction. If there's any distinction, I think it's based upon Indaka Bakaka.
So I love on Isa, can we rely on that? And another one of the boys mentioned is concerning tea. There's a scar to allow tea.
We chamishi. That's right.
And it's as far as to allow all the things that are in the Suffolk Kali official status of the Magen Avraham into a police leash if you know for sure that you know what you're cooking at. But Lamaikas, can we make on that with a police leash review?
Look, you have a lot of people that rely. You have the Mechaber that rely upon is making cliche in everything. Then the Mishnah Brewer, one arguable way of reading Mishnah Brewer, he's making cliche everything also. Seems to be oblivious to the Iran. Don't know why. The whole source of this is coming from the Urim, and this Yoso, he didn't have the Urim, or he didn't care about the Urim. Not like the Mishnah Brewer to ignore it. I don't know, but later possible with the Urim. So it's Bedako. I think Bedako is one way of mollifying it a little bit. I think.
A really personal preference not to make tea at all on Shabbos
Tuesday. I'm no gamer. I don't drink tea, so it's easy for me to make chumras. I don't like to make post chumras on people. In our house, we have instant tea.
The instant coffee is fine
to
cook.
Instant tea is also cooked.
And some spices are cooked.
Yeah. Sugar is all cooked, yeah. I'm told that some peppers are not cooked. That's what I'm told. So,
essence, though, would be fine according to essence.
That's mutter because on the ground that it was cooked before Shabbos. So it's only bishul achar bishul. He says bishul achar bishul b'davalach. Even for those who ask for it, but would not ask for it into a kli shein. So, you want to make a concept to be machad that one, you can, but Let's not try. And that's the minhag Yisrael to be making on Shabbos. Okay, good. Let's discuss a few more topics. We're halfway through. There's a couple of topics very briefly. One of them is Irui. Irui. The Shulchan Aruch is befeirish asering Irui. In Simen Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud. I want to share the Shin Yud Ches Sif Yud. It's page 74. Also, Litain Tavlin Bekara Bezalara Kalan Bekli Rishin. Says the Rabbi Kiva Ege. The Isa Veheter Kosa Ve'en Itzer Ela Laros Ala Tavlin Atma Avalishpoch Betzidon Lo. End quote. What does that mean? I have a tea, uncooked tea, uncooked coffee, uncooked anything. In the bottom of the klisheni, if I take water and pour the water directly from the kettle onto that, those spices, that's not allowed. For shemacham. What if I'll pour it down the side of the cup? Down the side of the cup? So Rabbi Kivega said, look, I found Nisa Veheter, who said it's mutter. Lishpach betzid and love, not a problem. I could pour it down the side of the cup and take a look at Prima Gadam Yeradeya, Simon Sadi Hay and the Shach Yudchet. Yeah, take a look. What does it say there? It's not so posh. I'm not sure Rabbi Kivega is driving at. It seems to me it's also Lipstoker Rabbi Kivega with it. Based on the source that he's quoting there itself. This Isa Vehet, again, I'm making a very long story, very short. This Isa Vehet holds the Rashbam. The Rashbam, as we mentioned, I think, already in the first year, second year, that's the typo of Tos Lamates to get me the new Shas. It says Rashbosh be Rashbam. The Rashbam holds the Iris to Klishen. Isa Vehet holds the Rashbam. Afal Pikain, he says, is a chumra that they made, not the poor. A chumra. Says it's a veheter. How I say it nicely? Hapesha also hapesha yitir. Since he said it has introduced some kind of a chumra. Either mikir I did, he was the klisheni. But they were machman at the pour from a hot kettle onto the tablet. All right, they're only machman directly. But indirectly, we're making the whole thing started with a chumra because it's pointed to parts of the Rashbam. However, since most posts can hold against the Rashbam, that Iwi is Mavash, either Kbekulo, which is passed through Rabbeinu Tam, or at least it could be Klipa, which is the compromise sheet that we have usually in the Aradea. So therefore, if Iwi and Miklirish is Mavash, Mika Radin, it's not going to help to pull along the side of the cup. You look in the Aradea, it's tiny bays. If you pull along the side, it's considered to be Iwi and it makes things straight. This Rabbi Kivega is only used to be able to see Tosso, they hold like the Rashbam. That's the same Kashin effect as the Shach ends against the Ramah in Yeradeya. Sadi Hey, same Kashin as the Yeradeya now. The Ramah writes an amazing Kiddush that you have water, hot water, you're pouring over the greasy flesh conditions and onto the middle of the conditions, everything's okay. Thought, East of Ahead. Says the Shach, yeah, look it up. He holds like the Rashbam. That he was not really a problem maker with this. Of course he's making. We can hold up the Rashbam. How can the Rambam go against? He says the Rambam is really wrong. So we don't have time to go into now. There is a defense of the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Iwi is quickly reaching only Kadei Klipa. And the Rambam holds Kadei Klipa is only the initial Kadei Klipa. So if I pour boiling water over a chicken, which wasn't salted yet. So the boiling water will take the blood from one capillary and knock it into its neighboring capillary, which is within a kalipa of the first one, and that's going to make the whole chicken out. You can't kashrei all the salting. That's it. Forget it. Throw in the garbage. Okay? But contrast that to a case where you're pouring water in your sink, hot water. So it bangs into the greasy place. You go, yes. Then it hits the milk and it's downstream. But it's not within a kalipa of each other. That's the pshat, the chorat. Rav Moshe is pshat more or less in that Ramah. But we're not learning Yerodea now, so I'm not going to go into it. Suffice it to say, the Rabbi Kivega says, quote Nisa Veheta, I'm not sure if he meant the pasuk that way. He said, I am Prima Gadim, and I'm Prima Gadim, that's where this whole thing is discussed. I don't think he meant to be Megal. If he did, it's very hard to rely upon that, because here it's going straight down, down the side of the cup and banging into the tea or the coffee, which is uncooked on the bottom. To see, to me, it's impossible to be maker on that shabbos. Pain the relief. And I don't want to go into more details, but I think it's no way to be maker. The chorv. Yeah. Yes. Sorry. That's a good question. I would be note that to be making on that kind of a case. We're discussing here in the Shulchan Aruch raw food. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is very happy to be making on the following case. You know what? I have water. I want to heat it up. I don't want to get it. You know? So what do I do? I'll take boiling water and I'll pour it over a bottle of water. What could be bad? What could be bad right at the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa? We passed them in the Yerodea that Iwu is Mavashal Kedei Klipa, and here the bottle is the Kedei Klipa. The bottle is the Kedei Klipa. You know, I'm not so happy with that. I'll show it to you in the Shemir Shabbos. We just came from Shemir Shabbos, right? Okay, 90-something? 100-something?
92 or 104.
Let's take, let's look at 104. Yes, 104. And 104, he writes on top of the page, the very top of the page. Even uncooked cholov. So sleeve rate for laras of the mayim roasting. I feel the mixing reaching that chamer as a cholov. Bottom kuflam etet. Kiyo iwe and vashal look like klipa. A bakbuk, oh, maybe mokka, makkane klipa. Period. Even if it's never been cooked, this milk. That's what the Shmir Shabbos for Klaus Paskins, Kacha Bishofi. I don't know. I wouldn't be making so fair. The Poshim Shad is that there are many Rishonim who say the Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, that Yuiz Mavashal, Kid Legamre. Legamre, that's the Poshim Shad Legamre. So I'm, even the Paskin in Tam sounds that way. No. If we were assured, if I was convinced that Iwu is only mevatel because they sleep, I would agree with the Shmir Shabbos says that the bottle, the thickness of the bottle, is bimkom the klipa, it never gets into the actual milk, and so you're okay. But I'm just not convinced that the sock is in fact accurate. If you take a look in the Mishnah Brewer here on page 88, where the same thing is found. You can't pour uniquely region. The af the tavlin ein mizbasho, page 89. Biklisheni nikomakoma iwu mikli region kaimalan shukum mivasho kadei klipa. The way I understand it, at least kadei klipa. I thought she was passing definitively kadei klipa. At least. In that particular case, it doesn't matter which way it is. That's what I thought. In Yoredeya, which is B'diyeved, and the stakes are lower, we can be maker the way. But in Hichos Shabbos, with the Chatchil, the stakes are higher, I would not be so maker. The Mishnah Berurah goes on. V'afilu B'diyeved Osir im Ira Lehej Alein v'shalom Nisak Akilua. Even B'diyeved, it's no good. Why is it no good even B'diyeved? I don't understand why it's no good even B'diyeved. I can't figure it out. The Rashbam says that Iwi is Eno B'vashel. Whenever there's a legitimate shita that says what? That it's mutter to do it. Even if you're not supposed to do it, but if you did it post facto, it's okay. It's a tremendous kasha. Who has this kasha? The Magen Avraham has this kasha. And it took me a while to realize this. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah at the very beginning, page 81, the very beginning of this siman, here in Sivkot and Beis, and the Vashel B'Shabbos is also even B'di'evet. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kol Sheish Tzofik Plukta B'zeh, Yehve B'chal Bishol Olav, or B'Sham Malachas, Ein Lesser D'evet. V'Kol Yisr Azeh U'Rak Lid Rabbonon, U'Sfek Lid Rabbonon L'Kulo. Kri M'Godim, V'Gon Avram, V'Ayin M'Sifkot Lamed Beis V'Tzorach Yirin Tzad. What's there? I looked it up. The M'Gon Avram Lamed Beis is bothered by this question. What happened to the Rashbam? It's chopped liver? The Rashbam doesn't exist. You can ask them, but do you have any other Rashbam is making the Chatzchil? Rabbi Eider said, yeah. Rashbam is a sheet of Chuyim. Shita d'chuya? Shita, it's only gone past in the way, I think, in your day. Shita d'chuya? I mean, we're machma l'chatchil against it, of course. We can't just macha vet, and it's nothing. That's the b'di'evet. I don't know. Well, it should be mutter b'di'evet in these kinds of cases. Okay, so. In any event, this is the assault. Why does the Mishnah Berurah say, back here in Ayin Dalet, I feel b'di'evet is osrim, yirel hajaleim, shelo nifsak hakiluach. What does it mean? Shalom nifsak hakiluach. Means if it was not drip drip, it was one stream, uninterrupted stream. An uninterrupted stream is a problem of iwui. If it's an interrupted stream, then the chora it is no problem. Interesting. The Mishnah Berurah said it in a b'di'evet case, right? B'di'evet can affect mutter if nifsak hakiluach. What about the chatchila? Well, what's the source of his din? The source of his din is kufay Eliyarab. I looked it up. He's mativ in the chatchila. He's mativ in the chatchila. He quotes the Ramon Yerodeo's Mr. Akaluch Shari, and the Shach of Kufay who says it's a problem. It's mavliya, but ain't no maslit u mavliya ki echo. Here's a very big yisod. Rabotai, what is Bishul? Bishul was a chavazat called Tarov is Tamin. Everything gets mixed up. All the tastes get mixed up. That's what Bishul does. That's called an effect, an integrated, like 1,000 times, of maslul mavliya kiyachad. Everything's getting mixed in together. Out of this, into this, out of this, into this. That's what that is, that is bishul. So, even if you'll say that Irish Nefzika Kilua will be mavliya, or will be maslid, it will not be maslid or mavliya kiyachad, and therefore it will not cause bishul. So although the Mishnah Berurah mentions the kula, the leniency of Nifsak HaKiluach in the comments of the Di'evet, if you look at the source, Eli Rabba, he's mastered even L'chatchila. That's an important thing to know.
Would that only be things that you're allowed to put in the cliché?
Yes.
Or is it even better than
the cliché? In theory, it could be better than the cliché, because it's weak, but I'm not sure if you have a right to say that.
Only those things.
Right. Equivalent cliche. Correct. Fine. We spoke before a little bit about Irish and Nizchal, that according to the Rabbi Kiveg, according to the Yisrael, there's a possibility of Heter over here. You know, we thought that we should be Machmor in the Shaila. Again, for lack of time, I can't go into all the Protim, but just to see some of the sources in the Gemara for this. That Mem of Bey is about, in the Gemara itself. Mem of Bey. Page 4a. 4a. In Yerodea, the Ramos Machmer of Irish and Yitzchak, says the Gra, it's a Gemara. What's the Gemara? The Gemara says, it's in the middle of the wide line, heaven on the wide line. Pamachas Nechnas Yachar Ebe Lebeis Amerfet, Ubikashi Laniach Lo Pach Shal Shemem Bambati. The Amali, Tul B'Klisheni V'Tein. Wait a second. Where is this Ambati anyway? Where are we? What's the case? The Gemara is going to say later on, we're talking about Kame Tveria. So Rashi says, Ambati, Kon Breiko Hatsuya B'Karka, Shamayim Nifnosim Sham V'Neh Sofin. That the water comes out of the hot springs and slithers along the ground. And enters into a hole, a water hole, in the middle of the ground. So what do you see, Rabbi Osai? That is the problem. There's a problem, even in such a case, where it's what's called Irusha Shenizchal. Now, says the Truma Tadesh, that's the source for the din, and the Gra quotes part of it. You may say, no, only in Tveria. Because in Tveria, the ground is hot. It's Nizchal on a hot surface, you know, hot springs. Anyone ever been in Tveria? Who's been in Tveria? Springs are hot?
Very nice.
Is the ground near it hot? You ever walk without shoes on the ground near the springs? Uh-huh. Does it feel some heat on your feet?
It depends. They've made pipes that can come into the city,
so
the city where there's also
good
cars coming out, but it's not hot.
But I'm
still
right near the springs.
Yeah, you don't want to be. I mean, they built out the bank a bit, so you don't feel
okay.
You're wearing shoes also.
You're wearing shoes, okay. But apparently it is hot. Apparently it is hot because. How do I know? Because the Truma Tadesh said it's hot. Although he lives in Germany, I don't know if someone knew that the hot springs, the ground is hot. So he says like this, the Gemara says in Tumah Chametz very why? Because it's worried about the Easter of Rechitza, which we don't have time to talk about. That's forced to talk about Tveria. Were it not for that, you could have just as well been referring to a regular Ambati, not in Tveria. So based on that, Shmuel Hadeshin says that if you have a Raya from a Gemara, that if it's Irish and Israel, the status of Kli Rishon. That's a Chumrah. Okay, it's a Chumrah. I don't know if we have a way to get out of it. That's what he said. But now, something very interesting. Rashi over here, in Mem Amud Beis, in the Sech the Shabbos, Rashi says, the Klisheni, let's read it together, she istamnu ma'at, the Klisheni and the Mavashal, the Hakakhi and Apach, the also Klisheni. Tahachambati shachaminim shochin lom and amayin choshev loki kli rishin shenirtuchu bo sh'af al pisha viro me'al ha'ur mevasha. This is Rashi's take on this Gemara. Wow. You know what he seems to be saying? What the Prima Gana seems to be saying, which the Chazdish is supposedly said, which is unbelievable. Namely, that if you take a kettle off the black, pick it up and pour into a cup. That cup is called the Klisheni. But what will happen if you take wood out of an urn? What's different about an urn? When the water is exiting the urn to go into your cup, has it left the pot? No. So they want to compare it to this Gemara and perhaps suggest an amazing, amazing Chumrah, the water from an urn should be given that extra chumrah and be not and to treat as a kli rishon, not as a kli sheni.
Ooh. You mean the urn is still on the fire?
The urn is always on the fire. The urn is by definition. The Shmiras Shabbos Gelchasa quotes this. This can be found on page 102. 102?
Even when it's coming out of the spigot?
Right. He says like this. Kufka Beis, right? He says, Kach Masavi Rashi, as long as the urn is still hot, like Chametz Tveria. Shamati b'shem ha-chazanish ha-tzal. Tim shofek mayim mitok gud sh'om en ala esh etok kos, mekabda ma-mayim sh'vetok ha-kos, shem shal klirishin. Kema sh'b'shash shvichosam ha-yim mechubam v'kirishin, shom en ala esh. Only one problem is against the Shulchan Aruch. Against the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya. Look at the Prima Gada, Mechuli. The Kitta, it's the potential Chumrah, which is found over here in this footnote. Kukhov Beis, it's a lengthy footnote. And he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, so he found the Prima Gada like that. But the Pashup Shat against the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya. This is the Chumrah, which is found over here. There are ways, I think, to refute the Chumrah, but I don't have the time to go into them right now. Suffice to say, our minhag Yisrael is against the so-called Chazanish. We assume that it costs the teacup or the klisheni, no matter if it's heated up with water from a kettle picked up off the fire, or water from an electric urn. Fine. Just two more brief points, and then we'll have to come to an end. There's much more to talk about. One of them is, what's the status of a label? So, I'm going to make a long story short, but it doesn't matter that much to us. If you hold that klisheni and klishlishi are fundamentally different, it makes a big difference. If the ladle is a klisheni, then the supo is a klishlishi. If the ladle is a klirishi, the supo is a klisheni. So it makes a tremendous difference. Mr. Brewer talks about it, etc., etc. We suggested earlier that klisheni and klishlishi makes no difference, really. Not that much, not that relevant. It's relevant, surely, but it's not that relevant. You look carefully and the Rishon has an impression. You take the ladle, you pour it into you lower the ladle into the pot on the fire. Perhaps in some cases that ladle itself gets the status of Kli Rishon. The Lomus, I think, is as follows. What's special about Kli Rishon? Kli Rishon has hot walls. And if you put this ladle into the fire, into the soup which is on a fire, everything is hot around it, So if you leave it there for long enough, it's, even the walls are going to start to become hot. Hence, look at the later status of a kli, of a kli rishon. That's a chumra. It's a chumra. Not everyone agrees to it. The Mishnah Brura is mesupik. Mishnah Brura quotes the status of a ladle here, and take a look at page
90.
Right, but that was left there long enough. He says, Mutalito Kitam Shomayim Oshamashkin B'Kli Shein. Says Tezayin. Kli Sheini Mikri She'iru Min Kli Rishin Shirtichu Hachamen L'Socho L'Toch Kli Zeh. U'mutar Afilu Imayat Toledesbo. Avalim Shoeim B'Kli Rekan Mitoch Kli Rishin Yesh Omrim Zidino P'Kli Rishin U'vifrat Imashe HaKli Rekan B'Socho Atshemala Resicha Vadai Mikli Kirish. That's part of the Chiddush Mishnah Berurah. He suggests at least we suffer, we should treat a ladle as a Kli Rishon. In my humble opinion, there's room to be made of Lamaisa in most of our cases. And that reason is as follows. The Chazanish says the only time is the shadow of ladle being a Kli Rishon exists is only in a situation in which you place the ladle in the pot while the pot was still on the fire. However, if it's not on the fire, we say the chumah never applies. Who said so? Again, the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa. Let's go on the right page. Page 107. Page 107. We discuss the question of the ladle, from my second in modern Hebrew. Okay. He's called the Chazon Ish. He says, Umad lemen kidei rosh al gabei ho'esh, the azarminon, the dina kafka kli rishon, potentially. The kidei rosh ha'ivira me gabei ho'esh, the ein ha'masha bekaf, el adin shal kli sheni. Makes a lot of sense. The whole reason to treat the layers of kli rishon, because you know, it's in the pot while the pot is on the fire. It's there for a little while. It's as if this ladle is also on the fire. It's on the fire. It's a kli rishon, even if the lady take it off. Kli rishon shehu hevei me'ayish. Still kli rishon. But if you only put the ladle into the pot when the pot is removed from the fire, then it makes so much sense to say the ladle is not going to be a kli rishon. And P.S. We may have mentioned in one of these shiurim, our minig is that we do try our best not to put a ladle into a soup bowl, soup pot, while it's on the fire. So Mishnah Berurah, the Vayim, Mishnah Yuchet, is chumras of Hagosa, shouldn't stir. You shouldn't even put it in, because it's inevitably a little bit of stirring. In the Minig Yisrael, in most cases, when they dish out the soup, they take the soup pot off the lap, put it on the counter, and then they start dishing out. So according to this Chazon Ish, that would never have a status of a klishlishi in the Choladeh. Great! So the soup bowl, the klishlishi, great! The corn to the Mishnah Brewer is great. You have no restrictions. But according to the Arayim, it's still not so simple. So Pyrrhic victory. I don't know if we have a right to be making it, even though we think that's really klishlish. Again, I don't want to make chumit more than the Mishnah Brewer, but it's not so posh to my understanding. Based on the Rishon. Okay, based on the Rishon. Okay, our final point. And that is Dava Gush. Oh, but gush. The big machlok is in the Marshal and the Ramah. What's the status of Dov Gush? The Yoredeya fight. The Yoredeya fight. That's what it really is, the Yoredeya fight. If you have something which is hot, it's a cliche, but it's a solid. So the Ramah says, so what? It's a cliche, it's no belief. And the Marshal says, oh no. Cliche is by liquid, where they assume the shape of their receptacle. Therefore, it cooled down. Therefore, it's not mevashel. A solid block, it only is touching the dish in one point at the bottom. Other five are not touching the dish. The cold walls can't cool it off. That's a machlekes rabosai in Yoredei. How does that move over to the Orachai? Sure, The Mogen Avraham says, you know what? We're going to take the Mashal and we're going to apply it to our Chaim too. The Dova Gush, not only is it the question of Belia, but it's also a question of Bishul. The Chavaz Das has nothing to do with it. Chavaz Das is the one who keeps distinguishing between Bishul and Belia. That's his Yeshit. Belia yet, Bishul no. Some say when it comes to Irui, some say when it comes to Klisheni, some say when it comes to Dova Gush, something we'll tell with this respect to the ladle, it's a refrain. My idea is, if you look at the original sources, and we show them in the post that we usually follow, they seem to equate fundamentally Bishul and Belia. And therefore, those who want to follow the Marshal and Yerodeh should really follow the Magen Avraham in Orach Chaim as well. The Chavaz Das wanted to equate Rabotai, the ladle with the Dova Gush. What's the equation? Apparently he's assuming that in both cases it's neither nor. Neither hot walls nor cold walls. Toast the things we saw back on that mem. If it's hot walls, it's Klirish. If it's cold walls, it's Klishenim. So the Chavaz Das assumes that these two are both sort of in between. You can't really say it's cold walls, because the soup is, the ladle is really in the hot soup. You can't say it's hot walls because it's not really it's not really cooked in it on the fire. Same thing by Dava Gush. You can't say it's hot or cold walls because the walls aren't affecting it so much. It's only a solid food. He equates the two. But the Ramah seems to distinguish. Because the Ramah says Dava Gush is quickly shaming. The answer stays simple. It has one cold surface. The bottom surface. That's good enough. Whereas the case of the ladle, there are really no cold surfaces. There are no cold surfaces. All this is very relevant, Rabosai, in the case that we deal with sometimes, and also the latest in the meat scandal. I don't know, it's not our topic right now, but in the Bunty meat scandal, this is one of the issues of what kale have to be kasher or thrown out, as the case may be. So we will make it, like the Ramah, make it right in. The Dover Gush, there's no blia. Now there's no bishul, not even any blia. It's the Iker Adin. The only outstanding issue is, what happens if I spear the piece of chicken, and I put it down onto the dish. So once it's down in the dish, I let go, so it's cliche. But if I put it straight down, and it was straight from the chicken, and I put it on the dish, that may have the halachic equivalent of irun. So you're having problems over there. I don't want to go into that, touch that, it's beyond our scope, but it does correctly tie into some of the Hilchos Shabbos. Both, I'm sorry, I went for a couple of minutes more than I want to. Abelineta, next week we're off, right? In 2 weeks we start Shehiyah and Achzor, the Sugya, the beautiful Sugya, the Parakira, the Sugya which you really, if you want to learn it for ear, and it's what to learn. And we'll start that Abelineta in 2 weeks from today.